Ramesh Wolver, Parshas Shlach Lecha.
Some of the things we discussed in the past, but from that's very interesting. It will be a article. Dvarim shenischatshu in this inyan. Yeah. This week's Parsha Shlach, talks about the Shiluach HaMeraglim, the Maisim Shiluach HaMeraglim. The Medrash Rabbah, discusses Barichos in the beginning of the Parsha, the union of the Maila being a Shliach Mitzvah, the Maila of Shliach Mitzvah. And he brings over there the Lashon, he says, as a Ein Lecha Chaviv Ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimi Shemishtaleach Lasis Mitzvah, there's nothing as dear by the Eibishter as someone that was sent to do a mitzvah, and he gives his life, Nesen Nafshei, Kedei Sheyatzliach Bishlichusay. Ka'oisam Shnayim Sheshalach Yeshua, she says, Mihen, Pinchas V'Kolev, V'Nosnu Nafshem Al Shlichusam. There was a certain Mesiras Nefesh al Shlichusam, Nosnu Nafshem al Shlichusam, and therefore they were Matzliach, and that's the Chavivus of the Shluchim that they gave Nafshem al Shlichusam. That's what it says here. That's what it says here. In fact, the Sfasemus is Mayrich to explain that every Yid is a Shliach of the Eibishter, and every Yid has to be Meser Nafshe al Shlichusam. Everyone has to be Meser Nafshe al Shlichusam. That's what he talks about. The question is, now derech hapshat says, what is the pshat that the meraglim, the chsarn of the meraglim was that they weren't meisen nafshem al shlichusam? L'chura they were male b'shlichusam. I mean, it was more than they weren't meisen nafshem al shlichusam. They were sent for a shlichus, and they went wrong with the shlichus. Now sometimes a person goes and does a shlichus, and he's supposed to try to do the shlichus, And he can't do that. He feels he can't do the shlichus. Mashainkar over here, l'chura, it's not the chesaron wasn't they weren't meitzer nafshim al shlichusim. L'chura, the chesaron was that they did the shlich. They did it wrong. You have to know why they did it wrong. But why are we saying that the chesaron of the meraglim was that they were meitzer nafesh al shlichusim? L'chura is a shaila, a pashto shaila. The meitzer we spoke about it once by Richos. There's a lot of kashas in the meraglim, but one of the basic kashas is the meraglim came back, and they said chazuku mimenu kaviyochel the Eibishter can't we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, it's impossible chazuku mimenu kaviyochel afilo balabayis eini yochel lehitzias kelof. The question is we're talking about a day we're talking about a day that just saw Yitzias Mitzrayim. They just saw Kriyas Yamsuf, which Kriyas Yamsuf is considered from the biggest Nisim. They were living in a world of Nisim. They were getting mon every day. Everything they had is Hayitachin, that these people, which were so like engulfed in Nisim, should be able to think that Kaviyachal Ein Balabayis Yochel Lehitzi Eskele, what the Eibishter can zich could give Zechaitze with Pari Melech Mitzrayim, and he can't give Zechaitze with the Lamed Aleph Malachim. It's very, very modern, Maisa. Very modern. It's very modern. That's number one. And Nachma, we see that even Legabi Lamed, the other Malachim, Lamegel Kol Yishvichnan, it's we say in those Yashir. So Lechura, what is the Pshat? So Yadua, and we said this already more than once, what it says in Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, that he talks about the reason, the Ruchnizdika reason why the Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. He talks up in Kabbalah also, but on a simple level, the Meraglim, notice they were in the Midbar, there was a Maisa of the Midbar, the Yidden were in the Midbar. And we have a rule in Nitna Torah, they were living in a very ruchniyazdika life. They were living in a ruchniyazdika life. They're on a very simple level, they weren't involved. They didn't have to get involved in gashmirs. They didn't have to get involved in anything. Everything was prepared. All they did is learn Taylor's dogma of when Lemaisa Mashiach. Lemaisa Mashiach is Lehei Esek Atele. The Rambam writes at the end of the Rambam, Lehei Esek Atele Lodas Es Hashem Bilvad. That's all they did. They were. I remember one time in Yeshiva Absamol, people were discussing what is a bigger change from a bacher to get married. Or from to get married as a kol yungaman to go and to get a job. That was the klar over there. That was the chkira. What was the bigger change? Over there, these were talking about people that were, this was like a kol, but it wasn't a kol that there was a group of yungalite that was sitting in a kol amongst people that aren't in kol. It was the whole of Klal Yisrael was in one big kol. They were in one big kol, and there was no, you didn't have to worry about anything. There was no worries. It wasn't like a kol that you had to worry if you have, who's your father and who's your father-in-law and whatever, b'chulu b'chulu. Yeah, it was, everybody was in kol. And that, so the Meraglim felt that in a matzav haruchni, Yidden could be ruchni yizdika people. But if the Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisroel, and over there it's going to be a whole new Seder, because Aveil Oretz is, so this 6 years, Sheisham Tizma Sadacha, Sheisham Tizma Karmacha, it's a whole new Seder. Tanas Yiduri the Paskanaka, to get bread you have to go through 11 Malachas. It's like a whole Seder. So the question is, can they retain that life of being connected to a likud, to the Eibishter in that matzav? They didn't want to go over into that matzav. That was the vort. And what's the emes? And that was their taina, eretz echelus yishvehi. What was taich eretz echelus yishveh? It's going to eat up the people that inhabit. How? What should they eat it up? Just like when you eat something, the food becomes part of you. When the Eretz eats you up, it means you become an Ish Artsi. You become an Ish Artsi. Eretz Echelos Yishveh. You become an Ish Artsi. You're going to be. We're all going to become Anoshim Artsiim. And that's not what we want to be. We don't want to be. In Kabbalah it says they wanted to be Neilam HaMachshava or Neilam HaDibur. They didn't want to come down to Neilam HaMaisa. That's what they didn't want. And what's the Emes? The Emes is Fakert. If the Eibishter wants, we're not going to Gashmias on our own. The Eibishter is sending us. So Faker Teva, like Shua said, Kaliv said, Teva Haaretz Be'id Ma'id. That the Gashmias, through Gashmias, you become closer to Likus. And the Tachlis of the Eibishter creating the world wasn't that Yidden should be in Deir HaMidbar. Avada, there was a Tkufa in Klal Yisrael that the Yidden were in Deir HaMidbar. And that was the hachana to go into Eretz Yisrael. Just like there's a time in every person's life, every person's life where a person is completely involved in Limud HaTorah, and then later on in life he goes into Eretz Nisheves, he gets involved in making Gashmis Ruchnis. And just like in the beginning of every person's day, there's a concept where a person gets up and he davens and he learns Besaknes Besamedrash, and then has Hanik Ben Minik Derech Eretz. That's the Rab Moshe Krapshim by Yehovah Vilas of the other. So the normal Seder is Hanik Ben Minik Derech Eretz. And that was what the Eibishter, in other words, that was the argument of the Meraglim. So in other words, what was the Nekudas argument? We discussed this Barichos once. The Nekudas argument was that they felt you could only have a Shaychus to Likus if you're completely out of Gashmis. If you're going to be involved in Gashmis, and you're going to be in the Welt, and over there you're going to have to do with Welt, with the worldly things, you can't have your connection to the Eibishter. And that's why they wanted to remain and that was the mistake. The mistake was that Be'etzem Dafkin Gashmis, the Eibishter wants that the Eibishter should have a dwelling in Gashmis Eilam. And that was the Tachlis. And that was the argument. So Be'etzem, what was the point over here? The point was whether you could mix Ruchnis and Gashmis. In other words, whether you could be a godly person in a Gashmizdika world. That's the question. Could you be godly in a Gashmizdika world? Just like they had this argument, Benigei and Yonim, Avedas Hashem, they also had the same problem, Benigei and Nisim. This is a Lishitose of their thoughts. They, of course, knew that the Eibishter is Lemaile Min HaTeva. There's nothing to talk about. The Eibishter is Lemaile Min HaTeva. They saw the Eibishter Kriyas Yamsuf Yitzias Mitzrayim. They didn't have to be oppressed upon them that the Eibishter is not mugbal in Tevo Elam. That's obvious. But they knew there's a concept called the Milam and Ateva, and there's a concept called Teva. So if they would be told that the Eibishter is going to come and everybody in Eretz Yisrael is going to somehow or another dissipate, perish, go away, and Mamela, so that's it. So good, that would be no problem. They wouldn't have any problem understanding that. But here, they're being told that they have to go fight. And there's going to be upset. Megod Bnei Ruven eventually, it's not now yet, but Megod Bnei Ruven that are going to go B'reish. Because they're Gibeir. So no, we're dealing with a Melchama. We're dealing with a Melchama. Nachmer, we're sending Meraglim. And the whole idea of sending Meraglim is to find Taksisi. How to be Kavish? Noyechli Kavish. So the Chura said, so like, the question is Mimonavshach. The question is Mimonavshach. If we're dealing with a Lemailim and Ateva, they can relate to it. There's a Lemailim and Ateva, does it? But if we're dealing with Teva, so what does Teva have to do with Lemailim and Ateva? And in Teva, so they tie it, in Teva, they can't be Ein Balabais Yochel Etzias Kelev. Ein Balabais Yochel Etzias Kelev, in other words, the Eibishter created Teva, and in Teva, there can't be a Lemailim and Ateva. So just like they in Avedas Hashem they held that in Gash, when you're involved in Gashmis, you can't be a person that's connected to the Eibishter. You're either connected to the Eibishter when you're Eichle Aman and in Midbar, or you're going to become an Eretz Yecheles Yishva. Not like that. The answer was Lachmeinuim. That fakert, rather than we becoming engulfed by the Gashmis will become engulfed by us, and we will elevate the Gashmis, and the Gashmis is going to become a dwelling for the Eibishter. That was the Taina fakert. So Al Derech Zed, similar to what they had, Benegeh, their Taina, in the Yonim Ruchnim, they had the same Taina in Yonim Gashmi. And what was the mistake? The mistake was that the Eibishter is Lamaila from Lamaila. The Eibishter is not mugbal. He's not limited that he could only reveal himself in a ruchnizdik way. He's not limited that keilu, your connection to a likus, could only be when you're lofty, when you're in a situation where you're in the midbar and have nothing to do with gashmis. The connection to Likus could be also while you're in Elam Haza and you're involved in Gashmis, and over there you also have a Shachas to Likus. And Al Derech Zeh, the Eibishter's Lemailim and Ateva, is not limited that it has to be Be'if Nisi Lemailim and Ateva. It could be a Lemailim and Ateva in Teva. It could be a Ness. On one end it's a Ness, and on the other end it's Malubish and Teva. And that's a very, very, you say this Nikainian. When it's Nager, right now, it's Yedua, that there's Bechlal, Nisim come from Shemavai. And Teva comes from Shemalikim. And then there's the concept of Havaya Huhu Alikim. V'yadayta ayeim, v'ashivesa lovavecha ki Havaya Huhu Alikim. That in Elikim there's Nimshach Havaya, that's the Shil of Havaya V'adnus. That's the Musig of being Megale in Velt, in Adnai, in Shem Elikim, Shem Havaya. And that was the toys of them. That was the Yisayd of the toys of the Meraglim. That was the Yisayd of the toys of the Meraglim.
What?
They
had a good Taina, like you said. The Taina was good. So why have Rashi's Rishon Maroni?
It's felt as ach. So now we're going back. Now we're going back and it says that the chesaron was mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh. So not you have to understand what mesiras nefesh means. Normally we think mesiras nefesh means, you know, we're very determined and we're willing to do everything for it to happen. Well, you learn in Tanya, he discusses Mesiras Nefesh, the union of Mesiras Nefesh. Why is a Yid Mesir Nefesh Lashem? This is also a very important concept to understand. Why are Yid Mesir Nefesh Lashem? What's this concept of Mesiras Nefesh? So it's brought down, and Tanya talks about it. He talks about that a Yid Be'etzem, there's a certain Madrega of a Yid where the Yid is one with the Eibishter. He's one with the Eibishter. He calls it over there in the Madrega called Chochma Shebenefesh. It's not again the names over here. In Chochma Shebenefesh is over there is Meir Eden Sov Baruch Hu Mamsh. Over there is Elikus Mamsh. And the idea of Mesiras Nefesh means that there comes a point where it becomes nizgal in a yid, it becomes nizgal in a yid, that he and the Eibishter are one mamsh. And when it becomes this gala, that Indian, so the lashon of the Alter Rebbe over there in Sof Perek Yud Ches and Tanya is ki'ilu shehu davar she'yefsher klal lichper b'Hashem echot. In other words, it's not the pshat. It's pshat tifazach. It's not the pshat. Mesiras nefesh means I made a decision to be meisa nefesh. No, it's ki'ilu. I have a choice. I could do this. I could do that, and I'm choosing this. Mesiras nefesh means when you reach a point where there's no choice. Why is there no choice? Because you and the Eibishter are one, so there's nothing other than a likus. There's nothing other than a likus. As long as you're a metzias, you're I, there's an I, so the question, what am I going to choose? So an I doesn't want to lose his I. No matter how important things are, but you don't, as long as you retain your I. When you retain your eye, so the question is, now I should give up my eye. Why should I give up my eye? How could I give up my eye? An eye is always trying to enhance his eye, not to give up his eye. A person doesn't want to give up his eye. A person wants to enhance his eye. Masha'in came, the gather of Mr. Snafish and their taiches, it's not the pshat, I decided that I'm going to give up my eye. Pshat is, it became as gala that your real eye is elikus. That your real eye is elikus. That's who you are. And becomes this gala, that emes of elikus, and there's no choice. There's only Eibishter. There's no eye. And that's what Mesiras Nefesh is. That's the primis in of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Alter Rebbe over there discusses how Mesiras Nefesh is the seid of Teira, that a person has to megala that nekud of the neshama where he's connected to lekuz betachlus. And that is the pshat. The Sfasem says that why was it a gishmak avart? Why was it that the Meraglim of Meisha weren't Matzliach, and the Meraglim of Yeshua were Matzliach? So the Medrash says, "Kshem shemaseyim muchorim, kach shmeiseyim muchorim." Not good. They have no good names. So the Hasema says, "The etzem musik that they have names, that's muchur." But see, the Meraglim of Yeshua had no names. There were Meragli Cheresh. Chazal tell us there was Yeshua. It was Kaliv and Pinchas. Aber in the Aftera doesn't say, in Yeshua doesn't say the name. They were Meragli Cheresh, and over there it says also that they made themselves Kadorim, that the Kemechre Kederes. A Kedera Gevelech is a Kedera Shel Cheres. What's the gather of a Kedera Shel Cheres? A Kedera Shel Cheres is only Metami Metechi. And it's not me'avire, and it's not me'tame from the chitzenis. Why is not the chitzenis? The chitzenis of the cheres has no inyan. There's no inyan. It's not a nice thing. A cheres b'chlal is not a nice keli. The kol inyan of the cheres is that it contains the whatever it contains. The whole inyan of the cheres is the pnim, not the teich. The person that has that kol inyani is only that he's a keli and a shliach for likus. So then, the kadorim. So then, he's matzliach in shlichus. That's the gedda. That's the pshat. So when you say that the meraglim, that says the ein lecha chavul ifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, someone that's moisa nefesh al shlichusi, we ask the question: why? What was the problem? They weren't moisa nefesh on the shlichus. That was the problem. They were male b'shlichus. Not they weren't moisa nefesh b'shlichus. The answer is no. The problem is taka that they were not moisa nefesh b'shlichus. Because had they been moisa nefesh b'shlichus, so then they wouldn't have been margish their metzias. And had they not been margish their metzias, they could have had a shaykhus to the emes that it's shaykhus to know since knows why. Why couldn't they accept this truth? Because their metzias was a steerer to this truth. Their metzias, their perspective, their viewpoint, that they have their viewpoint, that their viewpoint, teva and lemaile min ha-teva are a steerer. In their viewpoint, is Velt, and a likus is a stira. But Masha'inkin, if by them would be mayor, the bittel, the Mesiras Nefesh, so then the amis of the way Meshe Rabbeinu gave them the shlichos, and Alderel said the Eibishter's Ratzin would have been mayor by them, and then they would have been Mashliach, Batzliach, the shlichos. That's honest. Yeah. Now the Mice is, we find, it's just an interesting thing, no chazach, behemshech l'zeh, that we find in the Torah right after the Parsha Meraglim, we have the Parsha of the Nesachim. You have to, that when you bring Korbanos, you bring Nesachim. You bring Nesachim, that's behemshech. That kisaveh ol ha'aretz, and there'll be a din that besides Korbanos, you have to bring Nesachim. The says Nesachim started only in Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, there was no Nesachim. There were Korbanos, but there were no Nesachim. Question is, what does Nesachim have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Psashayl. Yes, so in the Midbar, there were Korbanos, no Nesachim. In Eretz Yisrael, started Nesachim. Shaila number one. Another Shaila is we find, Chazal tell us, that if you put on, you should say Krishma, without film, it's ki'ilu you are hikrav zevach b'lei Nesachim. Gemara and Brachos, if you doubt that if a person was kara krishma and he didn't wear tefillin, is kehikrav zavach b'lei nesachim. The question is, so in other words, comes out that nesachim is connected to tefillin. Nesachim is connected to tefillin, and nesachim is connected to Eretz Yisrael. So we have up to three on: there's korbanos, and there's midbar, and there's krishma, and there's up to nesachim, and there's Eretz Yisrael. And there's Pesnoch and Tefillin. So the question is, Ma'akesha, what's the kesha between them? Huh?
And the Sukkim is Eretz Zei Shemi for the Sukkim. Because see, that's connection. What is the Sukkim is called?
Why?
Eretz Zei Shemi.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very good. Yeah. The question is, what? What's the Pnimis the Kenyan? So it's brought down with the Taylor, also Geshmak Yazach, to understand the Behemshah to what we're speaking about. There's a carbon and there's the Sukkim. What is the difference between a carbon and a sochem? A carbon is the type, you take a behema, and there was an esh, Chazal tell us, there was an esh that was yedid min hashamayim, it was takman, the ariyah, the ochel kurbanin, on top of the mizbeach. And when you brought the carbon on top of the mizbeach, the carbon was consumed by the esh shel mizbeach, it became part of the esh shel mayla, became part of esh shel mayla. So the union of a carbon represents halah, where you become completely eila lemaila. What's nesachim? Nesachim is fakert. Nesachim is not being eila lemaila. Nesachim, you pour the wine on top of the mizbeach. You pour. I'm not talking about the shemen and the mincha, but when you get the niske yayin, you pour the wine on top of the mizbeach, and then it eventually goes down. And the Gemara says adatayim. It goes down. The shittim zayin. The chvesos. It depends where. But al kopam, it goes down lamata, and maybe even adatayim. So in other words, we're dealing with a fakerta tenua. There's a tenua. This is a tenua of halah, where you're going up, and you're being consumed by the heavenly fire lamaila. And Masha'inkin over here, you're coming down Lamata. That's the chiluk. And as we're discussing over here, that's the chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Midbar. Midbar, Yidden were heavenly people. Masha'inkin in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it started the Seder of Eretz and Sheves. So Memela is fashtandik, but it's understood. Why is there a connection between Midbar and Korbanos, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael and Nesachim? In the Midbar, over there was Korbanos, there was the Halom Mumata Lamaila. Over there you became consumed in the heavenly fire, just like they became consumed in their lifestyle. They became consumed and they became heavenly people. Masha'ikin and Eretz Yisrael, over there was Gashmizdika people. And in the Gashmizdika people, they fulfilled Ratzon Elyon. That's Alderevi Nesachim, where Nesachim is Yered Adatahim. And that's Taka the Chilik between Krishma and Tvum. Krishma and Tefillin. By Tefillin, what's the meaning of Krishma? Krishma, a person says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad means, Poshtet Taich, Hashem Echad, the Ebershter is the Einzik Ebershter. That's the Poshtet Pshat. But the Pnimizdik Pshat, the Pshat that's brought, Baal Shem Tov Taiches, that Havai Echad means that the Ebershter is the only Metzius. That the hair of Avaya Chod is that the Ebershter is the only Metzias. There's no other Metzias other than Elikus. To the hair, this truth that there's only Metzias other than Elikus, brought down Zayar, that Shema Yisrael is Yehudi Eloh. Yehudi Eloh means there's only Ebershter. There's nothing else. Einaid Mulvadi. That's the Emes Inyan of Avaya Chod. To the hair that Einaid Mulvadi. Either is a world. The whole world is only in order to fulfill the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have, there's not Pshat. There's two attitudes about the world. There could be a world, you say, there's a world, and now we know that the world has to fulfill the Ratzon of the Eibishter. But there's a Hanacha Pshuta before you started that there's a world, and then you come along and you say, so what's the world for? The world is to fulfill the Eibishter's Ratzon. Or the Pshat is, there's no reason for a world. It's like, you might see a mezbe mitach, oichel in a keli. So if the oichel doesn't have a shear, you potter ala keli. Why you potter ala keli? Because the keli has no inyan. There's no inyan in the keli. The inyan is the oichel. In the world of the moitzi, there's no keli. He's not being moitzi a keli. He's only being moitzi oichel. When a person that has the truth that ani lein nevresi ela l'shamish eskeni, that be'etzim there's no place for the world other than the Eibishter, so obviously, so there's no world. Kitzer, the nekud of avaya chod means that einayim muvadi. That's what avaya chod is. On the other hand, tefillin is hukshakol atayra kula tefillin, hukshakol mitzvah atayra l'tefillin. Tefillin is you're already taking up saklav gashmi and you're doing a mitzvah and you're putting it on your arm. In other words, the union of tefillin is bringing a likus down lamata. That's the chilik between Shema Yisrael and tefillin. Shema Yisrael and tefillin is aldar of the chilik between a carbon and a sochim, and aldar of the chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Midbar. They say Shmamele, Eretz Yisrael is connected to Nusachim and is connected to Tefillin, which means being Mamshech Elikus Lamata. Mashenk in Midbar is the union of Elikus, the way Elikus is Lamaila, and Mamele is connected to Karbonus, and that's connected to Krishma. That's the three union. Okay. Now I do want to say over maybe also a shtickle vort. The end of the parsha. The end of the parsha also, we have the end of the parsha also, the parsha of tzitzis. Parsha of tzitzis, we say every day, come upon the day. And in tzitzis itself, we have the loving of the tzitzis and the tchelis of the tzitzis. Which the loving of the tzitzis and the tchelis of the tzitzis is also connected to these two inyonim, the two madregas, which we're not going to get involved in at this point in time. But I'll quote one, we'll just say over a vort and sit shmak a vort. There is, it's brought down in the shiltis, that the shiltis brings bei re'ei kama chavivin yisrael lifnei amokim. How chaviv yidna by the Eibishter. That malachi hashores only have certain times when they could have a royin alikus. Mashaik and Yidden, whenever they want, they could see the Eibishter. Because it says, Uri'isem Eisei. Uri'isem Eisei. So the Parshat Pshat of Uri'isem Eisei means you should see the tzitzis. But he's saying, Uri'isem Eisei means you see the Eibishter. You see the Eibishter in the tzitzis. Uri'isem Eisei, you see the Eibishter in the tzitzis. That's the Meitzitz min acharakim. Through the tzitzis, you see alikus. That's what it says. Through the tzitzis, you see the alikus. So he brings over here like this. Sido in Magen Avraham brings B'Shem de Arizal Bavusta Zach that tzitzis is Rosh Hateves Tzadik Yivdek Tzitzies of Tomit. A tzadik always checks his tzitzis. Tzadik Yivdek Tzitzies of Tomit. So in Sefer, there's a Sefer Neyem Megodim Friedeke Sefer. So he says, he asks Akashi, what's this tzaddik yivdek tzitzies? First of all, what's this tzaddik? Well, you have to be a tzaddik to be made into tzitzis. What's this tzaddik yivdek tzitzies of Talmud? So he brings us a bechlal. The question is, before you make a bracha on the tzitzis, you have to be made into tzitzis. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Be'etzem me'ikr the dinah, you can rely on the chazoka that mustamet still kosher. But kol heicha the efshel levuri mevaririnon. So in Mele, we don't want to rely on the chazaka. In fact, the chazaka is going to be every day, and ultimately, it's the gnatir could be. So in Mele, so therefore, you're supposed to be beidik the tzitzis. However, the Magen Avraham says that if sligei lemaisa, that if a person comes to shul and it's late, and if he's going to start being beidik the tzitzis, I don't know how long it takes to be beidik the tzitzis. But if he's going to be beidik tzitzis, he's going to lose through that tefillah b'tzibur. So what should he do? Should he be beidik tzitzis? Or should he stop not being beidik tzitzis and go to tefillah b'tzibur? So Magen Ram says that since the etzem has the chazoka that is good, and it's negeh to tefillah b'tzibur, so you could be mevater on the bedikas hatzitzis, and memela go to tefillah b'tzibur. Memela says the name megodim. He says if that's the case, say bazei. It says in Zeir, he says he brings in Zeir sefer Kabbalah that a tzaddik is someone that's from the asura rishenim and beis haknesses. A tzaddik is from the asura rishenim and beis haknesses. That's the seder. A person's a tzaddik is always me asura rishenim and beis haknesses. So in Mele, if he's Mi'asura Rishenu B'Saknesa, so in Mele never comes late in an Eifin that he has to worry about being whether it should be Beidik HaTzitzis or shouldn't be Beidik HaTzitzis, maybe at Fafon Tfilah B'Tzibur, because he's there the Asura Rishenu, and in Mele, that's the Tzadik Yivdik Tzitzis of Tomet. That's what he says. That's attached in Tzadik Yivdik Tzitzis of Tomet. If he's a Tzadik, he's Yivdik Tzitzis of Tomet. The Ma'ase says, he says he wants to say up another taich, another taich in tzaddik yivdik tzitzis of Tomet. He brings over there that it says hayom rov ayonis, hayom rov ayonis. So the pashtus it says maror alin shayesev rov, but there's another pshat that when Yosef looked at his tzitzis, when Yosef had the story with Eishes Potiphar. So he looked at his tzitzis. And Memele, when he saw his tzitzis, he saw the tchelos. And the tchelos of Deimel Yam. So Hayom Ro, he saw the Yam. He saw the Yam, which is Deimel Rekia and Deimel Amal Kisiyat Kovet. And Memele, that caused Vayonis. Notice, so Memele, so Tzadik, so he says, instead of saying Tzadik Yivdek Tzitzies of Tomet, he says Tzadik Yire Tzitzies of Tomet. The Tzadik always looks at his tzitzis. Memele, when he looks at his tzitzis, is like it says in the Shiltes, that when you look at the tzitzis, as a Re'isa Mesa, you see the Eibishter. And when you see the Eibishter, so Memele, so you nizer from the things you nizer. So this reminds me, there's a story, an arichas dika story, but the kitzur of the story is that the Rebbe Rashab, which was the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, once was sent on a shlichus by his father. He was sent on a shlichus, on a very hard shlichus. And he went, and he tried to do what he had to do. And the mice, it was a repeat story with the Friedrich Rebbe. There was the same story. The Friedrich Rebbe was sent for a shlichus. There was a gzeira also. There was a gzeira in Moscow. I think it was in Moscow that he had to go to. And there was a big gzeira against Yidden. And it was, he was sent to try to be mevatel the gzeira. I think the gzeira was similar. I think it was about rabbonim, that the rabbonim have to be people that have some type of an education in order to be rabbonim. In order to be rabbonim, you have to have an education. Al kol pon, he was sent for the shlichus. He tried from Al Zaiten, and he couldn't do it. And he came back. And he told the Rebbe Rashab that he can't do it. He couldn't. Bekitzer, the Rebbe Rashab told him a story, a similar story to himself, that he was sent on a shlichus and he couldn't do it. And he came back to his father. And he told his father he can't do it. And his father took his tzitzis and he told him to give a kush. So he gave a kush the tzitzis and he went back. And then he fulfilled the shlichus. And the Friedrich Rebbe says about himself that he also kissed his father's tzitzis and he went back. And Zagan Semai said there was a certain minister that he was in a certain building. Somehow or another, the Friedrich Rebbe got entrance into that building, Bederach, Lei Derach, and he went there and he tore up all the papers. This was like Poshim Mesir, it's not for Shmamish, and he came back and he fulfilled the Shlichus. Anyways, Bekitzer Amaisa. So I'm just saying, there's like this concept of tzitzis yiret, tzitzis yesef tomet, tzitzis is meitzis ben harakim or isa meitzis. So noch a word, another kurze word, maybe noch a zwei kurze word, on tzitzis, a word, which is not a usual word, of a Rebbe Kiveger. So Rebbe Kiveger, a remez in chumash. In Dinah Shulchan Aruch is that the tviya has to be lishmo, the tviya of the chutn have to be lishmo. Now this din that the tvi has to be lishmo, so Shazan Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, that either you should say, Ani teve satchutum lishmo, or you should tell your wife, tell a woman, your wife, tell your woman that she should be toiva the chuti atzitzis lishma. So it comes out clearly in Shulchan Aruch that a woman could be teva even though she's not mechuyev and tzitzis, mitzvah asei shazman gram. But in Shulchan Aruch it says befurish that you can ask a woman to be teva the chutei atzitzis lishma. Mechab, befurish mechab. So the Reb Kiv Eiger, or it's not a derech harogel, writes a remes. He says, "Vayidaber Hashem, vayimar Hashem Moshe leimer, dabru bnei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem v'asu lam tzitzis." So he says, we know by Matan Torah, it says, Vishnei the Lashon, Kei Seimru Lebis Yaakov, the Sagad Lebnei Yisroel. So Seimru is a Lashon Raka, and that's to women. And Dibur Bechlal is a Lashon Kosha, and that's to men. So he says, Azay, Daber al Bnei Yisroel. Speak to the Bnei Yisroel, because they are Mechuyev and Tzitzis. Daber al Bnei Yisroel. Speak to the Yidden. V'amarta aleihem. Where's the Vamarta Aleim? Vamarta Aleim means they should speak to the women. Vamarta Aleim. And they should speak to the women. Va'asu lehem tzitzis. And they'll make the tzitzis. And the Mela, so we have a Mefurish Shaposik, says Rabbi Kiveger. As per Rabbi Kiveger Shulchan Aruch, Hagoy Shulchan Aruch. Vamarta Aleim, we have a Mefurish Shaposik that the tviyas at tzitzis can be done through women. That's a psalm word to Rabbi Kiveger. We'll finish off with one more word. And that's Ziyadua Machlekes. In Benigeh Tzitzis, there's a din of lovan and tchelis. How much tchelis do you need? What's the shear of the tchelis? Be'emes is like a big machlekes rishenim. The Bishyosef talks about it in the beginning of the chesitzis. A big machlekes rishenim, what's the chiv of tzitzis? So, the Rashi, Tesvis, the Rosh, the Menachas, they all say that two chutim and two chutim. Two chutim lovan, two chutim tzitzis. That's the shittas or Rosh. And that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Two chutim lovin, two chutim, I mean, two shnayim shein arba. Two chutim means shnayim shein arba. In other words, two chutim, there's four chutim, you start with four chutim, which become eight chutim, and two of those four chutim should be tchelis. That's what this is. The Rambam shita is that the only chut that's tchelis is the chut that's going around the onuf. Only the chut. So Mela, as far as the Shitas HaRambam, it comes out of Chiddush, that the Tcheles was only a half of one of the four Chutim. Whereas you start off with four Chutim, half of one of the four Chutim would be Tcheles, and the other half would be Lavan, and the other three, which are six, would also be Lavan. So you would end up having, at the end, hanging on your Tzitzis, seven Lavan and one Tcheles. That's Shitas HaRambam. And the Ravid argues with that Rambam, and the Rambam says, the Ravid says, toysu, it's a toys, and the Ravid holds that you should have two chutim of tchelis, two chutim of tchelis. So in other words, one full chut of tchelis, and three full chutim of lovin. So the kids are three shittas. There's one shita is that it's half and half, two full chutim and of love, and two full chutim of tchelis, so it's four and four. The shittas are Ravid, is three full chutim of lovan and one full chut of tchelis. So it's six and two. And Shitas HaRambam is that it's seven and one. And the Pashto, Shitas Rashi is like the Rosh and the Tesis, Shitas Rashi in Gemara, is that it's two and two, that's four and four. That's L'chur HaPashto. At the end of this week's Pashto, they have Savart and L'chumash Rashi. At the end of this week's Pashto, we have over here, B'nigea, the Psul Tchelis. So there's a Rashi, a Babuster Rashi, which is a Shver Rashi. It's a Shver Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's this psil tchelis? Says tchelis is connected to tichla and kiloyin, which goes on makas pcheiris. That's what it goes on. Psil tchelis, the last Rashi in this week's parsha. Psil tchelis, al shem shikul b'cheiris. The idea of destruction of the b'cheiris, killing of the b'cheiris. Targum shel shikul tichla. So the word tichla is like the targum of the word shikul. Okay. Umakosim, what does tchelis have to do with makas pcheiris? Umakosim hoisa balayla. Makas pcheiris was at night. V'chein tzeva tchelis deimul rekiya mashkul eser. So tchelis looks like the rekiya, which becomes dark towards evening. Fine. Then he says, shmoyna chutim shaba. What's the idea of the shmoyna chutim? So that's keneged shmoyna yomim. Sheshol Yisroel Mishayotzu Mitzrayim Acham Rishir Layam. The 8 days that the Yidden that took from when they left Mitzrayim until they said Shir Alayam. So the question is obvious. The obvious question: what do you mean 8 days from when they left Mitzrayim until they said Shir Alayam? They said Shir Alayam on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and they left on the first day of Pesach. So on the first day of Pesach, the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's 7 days, not 8 days. It was for 8 days. Is Ba'amis and Pirush HaRosh Allah Teira? He brings this Rashi and he says it's a tois. It's a tois at first. It shouldn't say Shmeini Yomim Mishayotzu Mitzrayim, but it should say Shmeini Yomim Mishayekrivu HaPesach. It means 8 days from Krivu HaPesach. Of Isidonach some safer. I think the Tzvasamus also maybe says it, and others say it. Says another pshat that it says over here Ushmeina Chutim Shabbat Kineged Shmeini Yomim. So they're timing that maybe in the original Ksav Yad, it said Shin Urashtichel. Instead of saying Ushmoina Chutim, it said with the Shin, and he meant Shmoina as a with a Shtichel. And then he said Kineged Shmoina Yom. He said again another Shin with a Shtichel. So there are two Shins with two Shtichel. And the Bachra Zetzer, the person that was being mighty the Xaviata print, then I guess the Lamden, so he said Shin is Shmeina. What's Shin? Not Shin is, huh? But it could be Shiva. So it could be seven. Well, who says Shin means Shmeina? Maybe it means Shiva. So in Mele he says that instead of saying Shmeina Chutim Shaba, Kineged Shmeina Yom, it should really be read the Shiva Chutim Shaba, Kineged Shiva Yom. And then it'll be Bidiyuk, 7 days, seven chutim. And mail it'll come out that he spoke about the Psilt Cheles, Al Shem, Yitzias, Makas Pcheres, what happened, Bamtza Laila. And then Behamshuk to the Makas Pcheres with Bamtza Laila. There were another 7 days. So the Fizah, it comes out that the seven chutim are not seven chutim including the Psilt Cheles, it's the seven chutim of Lavan. That's what will come out. So mail comes out, Mamish very gishmak pshat and Rashi, Mamish kimin chemer, that the Rashi is talking about the tcheles, and then he's speaking about the lovin. There's a tcheles and love, but the ma'aser will come out a chidush from here. The fees are, if this is taka the pshat and Rashi, so it's going to come out a chidush, that according to Rashi, Allah Teira, he holds like Shitzas HaRambam, that tcheles was only one chut, and the lovin was seven chut, which is not like Rashi and Shas, which is not a steer, it's what happens in other places, that it's not like Rashi and Shas, which holds that the tcheles was two chutim, was four chutim. Masha'inkin over here is going to hold like Shitzes Rambam, that there was one chut of tcheles, and seven chutim of lovin. Memele, the chut of tcheles is connected to Makas Pcheles, and the seven chutim of lovin is connected to Shiva Yom. Huh? Yes, good question. That's not a question. That's another question. That's your own question. I don't have the answers to all the questions.